Hey guys, I'm Christina, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Mentats. No, not the chem from Fallout. Although there is probably some link between the two, kind of like Spice from Star Wars being directly inspired by Spice from Dune. Anyway, I digress. It has occurred to me that I've been giving a lot of attention to the Bene Gesserit lately, which is unfortunate because they're far from the only game in town. In fact, one could argue that the entire first half of Dune rides on the abilities and ethics of two members of another faction in the Dune universe, Mentats. To explain Mentats, I'm going to have to give a super quick Dune history lesson. Long before the events of Dune, like millennia, there was a time where AI had effectively enslaved humanity. Think Terminator meets the Matrix. Not cool, right? Once humanity managed to free themselves again, they decided it was probably better not to have any more AI. Ever. But knowing that it was super useful to have some sort of way to analyze and interpret data, Mentats arose. Highly trained in math and data interpretation, the Mentat teaching took decades and enabled them to find patterns in the data, to find opportunities, and to enable those that relied on them to make better decisions. Mentats became a staple of any noble house of Dune, their teachings an important part of any noble person's training. Duke Leto even wanted to train his son, Paul, as a Mentat, a training that started long before the events in the book. Why, you might ask? Well, as Proverbs 12:15 says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice." The Bible states in more than one place that relying on others' expert opinions is not only useful, but necessary. But what makes the Mentat an expert? Why can't Baron Harkonnen or Duke Atreides just do their own research and come to their own conclusion? And why was Mentat training so important that the Duke felt that his son needed to be trained as a Mentat? Well, because a lot of Mentat training isn't about memorizing vast sums of information. It's about teaching a methodology of thinking that allows for as unbiased and complete an interpretation of raw data as possible. This methodology exists for many disciplines in real life, from lawyers to doctors to engineers. A big part of that methodology involves learning how to read and critically analyze the works of others. And it's not a skill you just pick up watching a YouTube video. I'll give you a quick example to illustrate. When I was in college, as a part of my degree program, I was required to take a class that was nothing but learning how to read scientific research papers and determine if they are actually good, sound studies with unbiased data analysis. It was really hard. It was a semester of statistical analysis, meaning math, lots of math, and spotting and analyzing biases both in the author of the study and yourself. I wasn't even going into a field that regularly did research so much as used research, but that class was as critical for me as the training of Fermentat. It makes me better in my field, capable of analyzing a situation and providing sound advice. Because the truth can be ugly and not what you want to hear, but it can also lead to a better understanding on how to solve or not solve a problem if you're willing to get your own hopes, emotions, and biases out of the way. And if all that sounds like too much time and effort and soul searching and math, I don't blame you, and no one is asking you to be that. That's why we have experts to consult, our own societal mentats. They put in the years of effort and training, so you don't have to. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina from the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.